This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Monday, November 13th. The year is 2023. It's a great time to be alive in this crazy world. And today we're going to have a quick but impactful session for you guys. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to go over the leaderboard for last week. And I'm just going to go and read the names and achievements. And after that, I'm going to have a brief discussion with everybody that scored more than 5,000 in submitted premium. That's kind of like the new normal, 5K in a week. So let's go. It was relatively slower week for us. It was 111,000 in premium submitted, but still it's moving. So here's the leaderboard. Kerry Wysong, 7 deals, $22,030. John P, 4 deals, $15,522. Michael, 2 deals, $6,807. Will, 2 deals, $6,430. Coach K, 6 deals, $57.68. Alec had 6 deals at $46.79. Mariana, 3 deals, $46.34. Tress, 3 deals, $45.33. Marsh, a couple of deals for $4,007. Javon, a couple of deals for $39.68. Rutka, 4 deals, $37.74. The Machine, 3 deals, $33.44. The Wonder Woman, 3 deals, $3,067. Carl, a couple of deals, $27.70. John McMillan scratch for $25.96. Hannah had two for $25.78. Erica scratch for $23.81. John C, 2 deals, $22.53. Kent scratch for $2,054. Mitchell had two for $2,049. Colin scratch for $1,102. Larry Johnson scratch for $1,046. That guy got lucky for $854. Anthony scratch for $808. Dick Sylvester scratch for $689. Tristan had one at $671. And Jedediah had one for $465. So that's how the full leaderboard looked like. And now let's go and open up the hood here. So Kerry Wysong, are you there? So Kerry, some people would say this is an unbelievable week, and I think it is. 7 deals, 22,000. I know you worked your butt off, and please share with the team some of the tips that really help you achieve this type of activity and this type of performance last week.
I'm happy to. Well, the first thing I want to say is this is a real mental job because I could see my numbers by Tuesday, but even by Tuesday night, I was feeling panicky a little bit. These are things I have to keep in check as well. And the reason why is our job isn't done once we've sold the deal. We have to make sure that thing gets issue paid. So almost all of my business on Monday and Tuesday was, you know, was an instant approval. And so just keep everything in check. You might see a big number. That doesn't mean I got paid that much. It means I'm working my tail off to maybe I have to put into a second product, because remember, we always have a plan A, B, and C. So I actually have a lot of work to do from what I did last week. So saying that to all you newbies or anybody who's just trying to get to 5K or whatever, keep everything in perspective. I am never going to blow smoke at anybody where you think that there's, you know, something that's different than what it is. The other thing is, I do want to make sure you guys are making time, especially now that we've opened up our week. So we have Tuesday and Wednesday. You should have a time every day for that underwriting. You need the business that you put in to get paid. And if you are not taking the time and talk with your upline about good practices for that, if you're not taking the time, and I prefer it's before you start your day, like 7:30 to 8 or 7 to 7:30, get that underwriting pending stuff done so you get paid, or you're pivoting into plan B or plan C quickly, okay? Now, Robert, to answer the main question you said, how did I do it? Again, the winners went early, early in the day, early in the week, early in the month, all that. So I worked hard. And I will tell you, if you look across the board at any of my bigger weeks versus goose egg weeks, or weeks where I only have one sale in the books, the difference maker is, what did I do Monday morning? What did I do? Did I dial my Fanny off? Did I get through all of my leads once or twice on Monday? That is the difference maker. If you are not being intentional on the first day that you are working that week, and maybe you have a full-time job, I don't know what your schedule is, right? But let's just assume you have Monday through Friday available. When your leads get dropped, you should be working that CRM. You don't take, stop and no as a no. You get on your phone and still call them. Maybe they're just somebody who don't even read texts and they're just annoyed that they got a text on their phone. Stop. Call all of them and don't take no for an answer. And by that, I mean, when they say, I already have coverage. All right. Well, maybe I can get them better coverage and a better agent. You're still calling them. So that's it, Robert. Really, that's my big tip is, and I said it to you guys before, if you can blaze through all your leads hardcore Monday morning, your goal should be to get through all of them by noon. And then you're dialing them a second round in the afternoon and early evening or whatever. You're going to have a way different week than if you just take her easy. Just respond to the CRM. Only sell to the people that say, call me at 4. You've got to be dialing. That's my message.
Start early and just front load your week. And again, we are having the CRM and all the texts are going out. Calling is a completely different process. So do the both channels. That's what works. Some people respond to one, some people respond to the other, some people respond to both. But calling, we have empirical evidence, calling is 5 times more effective than texting. So call more. Then we have Johnny P, 4 deals, 15,000 and a half in submitted. So John, what are some of the tips you'd like to share with the team?
Everything Kerry said was spot on. If you got to put in the activity early, and that's something I always do. I will say you will have tougher weeks, even if you're putting in that activity, things might just not work out that week. So I've had that, but you can't let yourself get discouraged that way. My message will always be consistency. I think consistent people go the furthest, that they will win every time. At a more baseline note, you need to master, for the newer people, you need to master your script. Lee will talk all the time about, it's not necessarily going and just reading the script. You can't sound like a robot. It's more of a talk track. So when you're talking to people, they'll be saying things that you can kind of highlight on. And, if you just let those things go, you're losing opportunity to build rapport, and that can make the difference in a sale every time. Get better at understanding objections that people are giving you. People are saying something, oh, I need to think about it. Oh, I need to talk to my wife. Really highlight, reflect on yourself and what you could have done better to make that not have gone the way it did. Some of these deals that I had this week, I had people texting me ahead of time. They're like, oh, no need to call me. The one guy was like, oh, we decided to go another route. And another one was like, oh, well, we're going to take some time to think on this. Like, contact us a month from now. I called them anyway. And I was just like, oh, giving them, kind of hearing what they had to say. I know they're looking for a cheaper price than what we had given them originally. I know that's what they want. Mm-hmm. So really honing in on that and be like, I think there's another option here that might work better for you. I was thinking about it and I wanted to come and present these to you, presented them. They're like, that's perfect. Sold. Instead of, oh, we're thinking about going another route. That makes the difference every time between a non-sale and a sale. So just keep that in mind. That's all I got.
was great tips, John. Hopefully everybody was taking the notes. If not, just re-listen to this. This is some golden nugget here. Then we have Michael. Michael working with bonus leads. You've been working them for a while. He found two for 6807. So Michael, let's talk about that perseverance and what helps you get those two sales.
A lot like what Gary said, definitely work through the downs and not to be just, you know, when you do get discouraged, definitely, like she said, it's a mental, she said, definitely what I was thinking. I read and I listen to, I love John, Jim Rohn. He's very positive. So when I do have them down to push through moments, Jim Rohn is my guy. And a few good notes from old, from past no-shows. I have a pile of no-shows that I went through and some notes that were in them where they said, call me in 3 months, call me in 5 months. It's just keeping up with some of those, but diligently just doing, like they said, dial. No secret, just work.
It's good. Jim Rohn is a classic. So you got to feed your mind with good stuff. He's one of the best. So good job there, Michael. Then we have Will. Will, couple of deals, 6430. All of these got paid already. So share with the team what took it to get there.
I would say, for the newer people, of course, you know, trying to be as consistent as possible is definitely key. But with the consistency comes with the training. If you're not plugging in and reaching out to your managers and getting the training, then it's going to be a lot harder to be consistent. But you definitely have to be consistent with the dials. Really digging for the why and making them identify the why as well. That way it kind of clicks with them. Of course, asking all of the, importance kind of questions to them to have them identify why it's actually very important for them. And I would say just trying to match their tonality and match their energy to, you know, come across as, hey, I'm here to help you and not here to sell you. Just like genuine conversations, I would say.
Exactly. So that's why we like to say, well, we don't make sales, we find sales. And just asking those questions and being more of a customer service person, that's the way to do it. So good job, Will. And then another person, this is the last person over 5K for the week, Coach K, six deals, 5768. Talk to us, Coach. What are some of the tips?
It's kind of more of the same, but I think the longer you're in this business, the more that you understand it's really not that complicated. And I think that you see a lot of people in our industry think that, like, you know, they do well, think they're special, and they're not. Right. They just show up and they keep putting in the time over and over again and stacking that schedule. And that's really it. I think something that works good for me too is just writing out every night or the biggest things that are like on my mind that are kind of stressed me out with business. And then I write those things down, and then I write down what I'm going to do about it. I put that on the schedule the very next day and just get after it. And most of the time it's like, I don't have enough sales, I don't have enough appointments or whatever. And usually the thing that fixes all these things is dialing, right? I did have one day last week where I had a lot of amendments that were adding up, like Carrie was talking about, that I had to go tackle. So I had to put that on the schedule and get after it. And I think it's best to just get after that first thing in the morning. Feels like an early win, you know, you start to build some momentum there, and that's it. So I think that's really it. Just being consistent, right? Just every day, just being really consistent with everything, you know. Just from my athletic background, that was something that was always served me well. I was very good at being consistent when no one else wanted to really show up and do things that I took the most pride in those times. So like a lot of the time, you know, I'll run those 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening calls. A lot of people don't want to run those, but I love those. And because part of me is like, I know no one else is really going to work at this time. It was like, I'll do it. I'll show up. I'll work it. And that kind of attitude. And so like when I was, swimming all the time, I never got it. People were like, they didn't want to go to the pool on a rainy day, which made zero sense to me. They're like, you're going to swim in the rain. It's like, I'm getting wet anyway. I just really don't understand this logic whatsoever. But those were my favorite days because there'd be no one there. So it was good. But I think it's just kind of a few little things in there that I put together, you know. But I think consistency is the main thing. But like, it's not just consistency. It's also just showing up and doing the best you can too. Because if you just go straight through the emotions, you're like, I did my dials, but you're not really being really present, doing the best you can on each call, that's going to kick you in the butt too, right? So do the best you can with each of those calls too.
That is great. Some great advice, guys, from people who are winning here. So this is going to be posted on the podcast very shortly. And again, like everybody said, let's focus on the activity, hit the phones, set up enough appointments, and we're going to go over the leaderboard on Thursday morning, and it's going to be another 100K week. So good luck, everybody, for the rest of the week. I'm sure all the regional managers have separate meetings where they can do more one-on-one training, more of a feedback. So I definitely attend those, and I will see you guys on Thursday.